Putting a smile on you, the Arizona homeowner's face, every single Saturday morning for 26 years. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. You can just let that roll, Mike. That sounds awful good. What you trying to get done this weekend? In, out, and about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. What a great weekend to get it done. I think you can get just about anything done today, but I wouldn't tackle a roofing project. Let's tackle anything else but that. If you've got something you'd like to try and tackle, right now in the 9 o'clock hour, we are open lines. We're going to take any call on any topic having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. It's the Rosie on the House answer line and auction house.
We're something different every week. And this week, we've got a new... A new bag of tricks.
The things we do.
Swap shop.
Yeah, man. Last week, I mentioned on air that one of our air conditioning contractors was dealing with a particular homeowner who had had air conditioning equipment mounted to her house just 3 years ago. Now, unfortunately, the contractor that installed these particular units installed units that were way too large and were installed incorrectly. And the homeowner was aggravated that for 3 years they had tried to get the house comfortable at what they considered a reasonable rate for their electricity in the summer. And they weren't able to get either. The bills were high, and the house was uncomfortable, and the units were brand new, high efficiency, well-made, good equipment by a major manufacturer. Well, the analysis, all said and done, was, I'm sorry, homeowner, but the contractor you paid to have these units installed, installed units that were way too big. If you'll just let us take them off and mount smaller units, you will get everything you're looking for, a more comfortable house, a more temperature consistent house, and lower utility bills. But you can imagine the homeowner's dilemma. She's saying, well, I just 3 years ago paid $14,000 to install these, and now you want to take them off, send them down the road, and put new ones on? You're crazy. Get out of here. I'm not that uncomfortable, and it would take years for those bills to get paid back. So Rosie enters the scene, trying to help. A little white knight on my little white pony. My little Shetland pony. And I met the homeowner and I said, look, you aren't going to be comfortable. You aren't going to be happy as long as you've got these oversized units on your house. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to sell your air conditioning systems on the air. These are three-year-old, high-efficiency trained units. There is absolutely nothing wrong with them other than the fact they're too big for the space she's trying to condition. We mentioned that on air, and our website exploded. We now have three, I think, that are finalists to win this auction. But what we're trying to do, I want you all to be patient, because what we're trying to do is contact each of you. Some of you with very small homes with 30-year-old Gettle equipment were calling us and wanting this equipment. Well, we wouldn't be doing you any favors.
You'd be in the same situation this other homeowner was in.
So like Rosie gets himself into trouble very regularly with an idea that he just presents and launches, it's a qualified auction, okay? So it's going to go to the highest bidder where the unit will work as we determine it should, okay? So we're going to hold the auction open one more week. If you'd like to bid on a three-year-old, three-ton, roof-mounted, Trane air conditioning unit, contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll analyze the highest bid for the position it is best fitted. Okay, so it's Rosie on the House and Auction House from now on. You know how many good pieces of used building equipment we could get rid of this way?
Yeah, but it would take It would take away from the caller's opportunity to call in about their house, home, castle, or cabin. Yeah.
Hey, Rosie, if you need more air conditioning units, I probably have four or five systems sitting in the back of my shop that are 2 or 3 years old that you could have, and you can auction them off. Hey, you could give the money to charity. You can auction them to charity.
And that's exactly what
we're
doing.
I'm getting ready to donate them for charity, so if you want to auction them, if you find somebody that needs something different, I probably could fit their bill.
Okay, so we're...
And the voice you heard is Todd Russo. He's actually our guest for next hour, but he's sitting in with us.
Came in 9 o'clock hour in case we're confronted with a specific air conditioning or home energy audit or building science question. Todd's the answer man in that whole arena.
Our first caller in queue is exactly on it.
But let me touch on this because he just dropped like a golden parachute into our lap here. So this other air conditioning company was in a dilemma and needed to know what to do with his unit. You're saying you've got 3 or 4 or 5 pieces of equipment that are used?
We just moved into a new... We moved into a second warehouse space for our sheet metal shop. Okay. And we probably moved 4 systems over. And they're the exact same scenario you just described. We took them off a house where they were oversized. They're 2, 3 years old. And, we didn't want to throw them out.
Some of these units are still under warranty.
Yeah. I would assume they probably are.
Okay, so we've got an air conditioning auction going on here at Rosie on Us. Let us know the size of your house and what your bid is on the 3-ton unit, and we'll go from there. And maybe we'll get 4 or 5 people that get a nice, good used unit that they'll be able to get another good 10 years out of.
Like I said, if I can help and we can, I'm happy to donate the money to charity or something of that nature.
And that's as well as what we're doing. Habitat for Humanity is going to be the benefactor of all this. All right, calls are loading up. The lines are 1-888-767-4348. Still an open line for you. Our call screener, Julia, my daughter who's been call screener for the last 2 or 3 years. This is her last broadcast before her husband, the Wicked Witch of the West, moves my daughter and my 3 grandchildren to Minneapolis. What is it? Burnsville? What is it? Burnsville, Minnesota?
That would be Lakeville.
Right
next to Burnsville.
Right next to Burnsville. Okay, so they're moving to Minnesota, so we'll be searching for a new call screener.
I saw a
screener.
Couple pictures. I was actually kind of surprised how big this city was.
It's a beautiful area. Minneapolis, St. Paul area is beautiful. 4 months out of the year. Let's take our first caller.
Sue, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sue.
Hello.
What you working on today?
Well, when I moved here 8 years ago, the inspection passed, and I kept thinking, why is it so hot in here? And when I finally came to the idea, maybe they need to have some insulation, there was 6 inches of insulation. Is that passable with an inspector?
How old, what's the vintage of the home?
1979.
6 inches, I'm saying 79, that's probably a cellulose or blown fiberglass product, Todd?
Most likely a cellulose product.
6 inches is going to give her about a 19?
Yep.
About an R19 in the attic, which isn't sufficient.
No.
We're telling people here below Mogollon Rim in the desert floor between Payson and Nogales, you need to be at about an R30. R38 is probably optimum. So
what's that in inches, though?
12.
Twice what you have.
R30 is just over 10 inches. R38 would be between 12 and 13.
Well, I had insulation blown in here, I think it was 3 years ago when, there was this government subsidy.
Okay.
And they put 18 up there. And I'm telling you, it is so different. And I think the inspectors work for the homeowner.
Well, sometimes you can come to that conclusion. That's for sure.
One of the tough things with home inspectors is usually they were a one trade looking to break into a different industry. It's a industry that's filled with a lot of red tape.
not all home inspectors are created equal. No. That's for sure. As well as not all home energy audit service companies, which we'll be talking about in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned. But this hour, it's open line 1-888-767-4348. Listen, as her concern of not being cool in an attic that's under insulated, this is an opportunity where people could get confused, because I always tell people the attic isn't your problem, okay? people spend way too much money trying to cool off their attic. Okay. We had a beautiful March. If you were down on the desert floor and whatever your bill was this past March, that's probably as close to your base load as you're ever going to get. There was no air conditioning turned on. There was no heating turned on. The electric bill was simply a matter of fact of what it costs to live in your house with the radio,
laundry,
the TV, the laundry,
dishes,
the lighting,
cooking,
the dishwasher, and the appliances. That's your base load. Now compare that back to your last August load. It isn't unusual that the delta, the difference, is about twice. You go from about 150 to about 300 bucks. It's not too unusual. So that cooling load is just that additional base above your baseline, okay? And so when you hear people advertising that they're going to do an R60 in your attic and they're going to do radiant barriers and they're going to do attic ventilation and they're going to do that all for $2 a square foot in a 2,000 square foot home costing you $4,000, of the air conditioning load in the middle of the summer, only 10% of it is attributable to the heat coming through your ceiling. So if your cooling load is 150 bucks, only 15 to 22, 23 bucks is because of the attic temperature. How long is it going to take you to get a payback on a $4,000 investment at $22 a month, 3 months out of the year, $60 a year? A long, long time. And the aggravating part is once you have them, once you pay to have all that done, you're still not going to be comfortable because you haven't addressed the biggest source of heat gain in your entire house, and that is the windows and exterior walls. So hopefully that clarifies it. R30, R38 in the attic, don't go overboard. There's no reason to power ventilate your attic, and there's no reason. There is a place and a time for radiant barrier insulation. It's probably just not at your house at this time.